my bride, as I like to call her, of 3 years now, went to a hen's day down in Sydney and left me with our two-year-old son, Oscar. And, you know, looking forward to it. You know, we don't often get to spend the whole day just the two of us together, so really great to finally have some time together. So I ended up going, you know what, we'll go over to one of these play centres, you know, the places that you go to that are, you know, got slides and ball pits and stuff for them to climb through, and they just go basically nuts, having a good time. It was fantastic. I thought I could go over there. He can run around. He can play with the other kids. And I'll take my iPad and I can sit back and, you know, keep an eye on him, have a coffee and, you know, chill out for a little bit while he runs around and plays. And you can tell if you've ever been to a play center by the naivety of that statement about how wrong I was. It was freaking a nightmare. there was absolutely no sense of calm or peace at all. It was, you know, completely on edge. So the little guy got in there and kept grabbing things like these, you know, these sit-in cars you're supposed to be able to get in and sort of push yourself along. No. He wanted to grab those and push them as fast as he could and knock over kids and, you know, all that kind of good stuff that a two-year-old does. You know, trying to have a rational conversation with him saying, you know, just take it easy, mate. Just, you know, watch what you're doing. He's got no idea about consequences. He doesn't understand what consequences mean. To him, you know, it's not, he's not seeing a little car and saying, oh, I'll just go for a little leisurely push over here. For him, it's a strength test. And it was just insane. So it was 90 minutes of the most excruciating pain ever of just watching him running around and getting involved with all manners of stuff and pushed over a little girl. And I was just, you know, I was so sick of chasing him around and apologizing like he was the Tasmanian devil, just causing havoc wherever he went. Of course, one of the older mums just turned to me at one point in time and just went, just let it go. He's just being a kid and that's what they do, which is all very true. But it was just an interesting lesson. You know, go to the play center, have a cup of coffee, put your feet up, let him run around. So naive. I've got so much to learn. And that was my relaxing Sunday.